In our final segment, Bonnie Lockhart is with us in studio today. Bonnie is a climate activist with Northern California Climate Mobilization. She's also a singer, songwriter, and educator, and she's here with us today to tell us a little bit more about the Bay Area's climate rally coming up on November 21st. She is also going to sing us some of the songs that she'll be singing at the rally. So welcome, Bonnie.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Thank you. We are really lucky to have you with us. I know you're going to play a couple songs for us, but why don't you start by introducing the first piece that you'd like to play?
Well, I'll introduce actually the group that I'm going to be playing with, which is Occupella, which is a group of us that got together during Occupy, as you might guess from the name. And our whole thing is getting people to sing because we want to change the political structure, and we want a different economy and a different political world to live in. But we also want a culture in which people participate. And so we're all singers and songwriters, but our favorite thing is getting other people singing along with us. So we'll be at the rally, and these songs come from our efforts. And we do a lot of rewrites of old songs because we want people to sing along, and we want them to know the melodies so they can put these new words to things that are familiar.
Fantastic. Let's hear what you've got.
If you go down to Lake Merritt, bet you're going to find some people who care. People need the power, God to seize the hour. Paris and Oakland and everywhere. Big oil can't keep burning. We got the tide a-turning. Growing, growing, growing climate movement. Growing, growing, growing climate movement. Have jobs in the city. We don't have to burn those fossil fuels. There is wealth aplenty. Use it for the many. 1% won't keep on making rules. Big oil can't keep burning. We got the tide a-turning. Growing, 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 growing climate movement. Growing, growing. Growing climate movement. We got imagination. We can build up new technology. With a common vision, make a just transition. Workplaces with real democracy. Big oil can't keep burning. We got the tide a-turning. Growing, 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 growing climate movement. Growing, growing, growing climate movement.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. That was really fantastic.
Appropriately,
it's written about Lake Merritt. Talk about the song and talk about its connection to the upcoming rally.
Well, I rewrote the words to this old Creedence Clearwater song. So I have to, you know, it's my first collaboration with them, unbeknownst to them. But I think that they'd be fine with it. We put it together last year because there was a climate rally in September, kind of the same coalition of quite a few groups locally here. And national groups like 350.org, or I guess international, I should say, are part of that coalition. And it really comes from this idea that this movement of movement ideas that Naomi Klein talked about, that great masses of people refusing to accept the insanity of burning fossil fuels and continuing the way that it's going, that those great masses of people can really turn it around. And so that first coalition demonstration came together very quickly in response to what was going on to New York a year ago in September. So some of those same folks got together when we learned about the Paris COP and thought we should have something local here because, you know, I'm not going to make it to Paris and neither are most of the people who really care about this. And so that's how the coalition came together to have this demonstration. And this song was just, you know, it had high energy in it. It was a song that I always loved, and I just sort of came together to express that. Like, let's all show up and demand that we can do better.
Great. And the rally here in Oakland is called Defend the Earth, Stand Up, Show Up, Climate Mobilization Oakland, happening November 21st. You talked about using music and singing as a medium for really moving people and getting them on the same page. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's a long history, which I won't tell the whole history of. But I think that, you know, when I look at the movements that have been successful in really making change in this country and in the world, that culture is always an incredibly important part of that, because it's, you know, we're changing hearts and minds as well as laws and regulations. And music has a way of, you know, uniting both what we think and what we feel. And we need to unite what we think and what we feel in order to get these changes that are so urgently needed.
Thank you. And we know the Global Climate Summit is slated to take place in Paris in late November. Even before we go on, I feel like we should just take a moment and hold a little bit of space for our brothers, sisters, fellow global citizens that are in Paris, that are in France, that have been so impacted by the tragedy that happened there on Friday. Do you expect everything to go as usual with the climate summit in the wake of that tragedy?
I'm sure it is affecting everyone in Paris and everyone who's planning to go to Paris, because it's a terrible thing. You know, it's just a terrible thing. And how that will play out is something I haven't processed yet. And I doubt that many of the people there have. It's just a very sad and tragic thing. I can imagine that because as someone once said, at the risk of sounding ridiculous, all of this is motivated by love and love of life. And our showing up at Lake Merritt and people who are going to Paris to make these demands are really voicing a love of life and the valuing of every life. And so those values are going to be up for people who are in Paris. And I think they're up for people who are in Paris as we speak. Because that kind of senseless loss of life, you know, just hits you. It hits you in the heart. And so I think there's a connection between people coming to Paris to defend life and a senseless loss, a tragic loss having just happened in that city. And how those things connect remains to be seen.
And the people in Paris that you speak about going to, you know, defend their love for life, you're talking about the climate activist movement.
Yes, there will be people coming from all over the world, people coming from various parts of Africa, people coming from Asia, people from Bangladesh and from the Pacific Islands, people coming from the Philippines, people in Indonesia experiencing horrendous fires that we don't even hear about now. So they're already enormous tragedies that are taking place. And many people from those countries will be in Paris testifying to what's going on and what this, you know, portends for the future for all parts of the world.
Right. And the Paris Climate Summit will really begin with a huge rally that will happen there. And then leading up to that rally, there will be rallies just like the one happening here in Oakland, happening throughout the world. I've heard rumors that Oakland might actually have the first one that's being offered on the global scale. Is that correct?
Well, we like to say that. Of course, we don't know what's going on globally as well as we'd like to, because these things aren't getting headline news as we might like. But we're among the first. We didn't want to do it on Thanksgiving weekend. And that's when the COP is actually opening. And that's where the European focus will be. And a lot of 350.org with the international focus is focusing on that next weekend after our 21st event. But we will be having it on November 21st. And if we're the first, so much the better. We will not be the last. I can guarantee that.
And for our listeners who don't know, the acronym COP is?
Oh, it's the Conference of the Parties. And this is the 21st gathering of UN nations in order to make policy and dealing with climate change. 20 so far have done nothing of significance in that we have greater emissions, we have higher carbon levels, and we have not stopped these problems. So there's a great deal of frustration and there's a great deal of urgency to turn that around. Many nations are highly influenced by the corporations that profit from this fossil fuel insanity. And so the chances of them seeing the light on this 21st COP aren't that good. And that's why we think it's so important that people who do understand the urgency show up.
And, of course, this is the women's magazine. We look at all issues and we look at intersectionality. We also really look at the gender component. So can you address the issue of climate change from sort of a gender perspective? What is the stake of women in this movement? What is the stake of men, of people of all gender identities?
Well, I think it's almost sort of a cliche to say that women are most impacted by all kinds of disasters, all kinds of calamities and crises. But cliche or not, it's true. You know, for instance, most of the agriculture that happens in the world, if you're, let's say, farming, you think of farming being something that where people put their hands in the dirt and they end up with food, or they put their hands upon animals and they end up with food. Most of that farming is done by women. And that farming is going to be, and already is, very much disrupted by climate change. So these women, women around the world are going to be bearing the brunt of that burden of trying to feed families, trying to feed communities, trying to feed countries, when farming as they have known it, sometimes for centuries, will be completely disrupted. So that's just one aspect in which that's true. Just as in war, when there's chaos, women suffer, and women suffer in particular ways that are particular to women. So it is, in many ways, going to be and already is like war situations, because people's homes, people's jobs, people's schools, people's routines are shattered when there's outrageous forest fires and when there's crippling drought, you know. So those things impact the women who keep communities together in particular ways. And so in that way, it's a women's issue. We can't stop the fact that some climate change is already occurring and is going to occur. But we can look at how those impacts affect people and try to take care of each other in a just and compassionate way. But it's going to take a fight to do that.
You're right. It does take a fight to do that. And it's been a long, hard struggle for many. So what is it that sustains you and keeps you active in the climate movement?
Friendships, arts, culture, food.
And you're not getting disheartened, even though the change is very slow.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm not getting disheartened. I have disheartened moments. Sometimes they're a little longer than a moment. It's hard work. It takes enormous amount of patience with myself and with others. We don't know what we're doing in the way that when I go to my work and teach young children, you know, I make mistakes and there's all kinds of things that happen. But I know what I'm doing. I've been doing it for 40 years and I kind of know how to solve problems that come up. I don't feel that way as a climate activist. I feel that I don't know what I'm doing because I've never done it before. And not only that, there is nobody else that really does know exactly how to do this. We all have a lot of experience. We have a lot of wisdom. We've been in movements before. We've dealt with crises before. But this is something that we have to be patient with the creative process in order to achieve. And so that is very demanding.
And talk us through what people can expect at the rally itself. That's probably the program portion of the day, where I assume that you'll play some of your tunes and probably other people will speak.
That's right. Well, a cappella will be playing right at 10:30 or very close to it at the amphitheater. That's going to be a very short rally. Samba Funk is going to be drumming and playing there. Bielo Blow is going to be playing. The Brass Liberation Orchestra is going to play on the march. When we get to Frank Ogawa, Oscar Grant, that's where most of the speaking and the music will be. There'll be the wonderful band Leave It to Diva, a women's band, is going to be playing. So I hope folks will come and share in that great energy. There'll be speakers from 350.org. Mark Hertzgard is going to be speaking there. And if you go to our website, you'll see a lot of the other things that are going to be going on there. There are going to be representatives from many different organizations, climate organizations, justice organizations, quite a few unions, which is a wonderful collaboration to really break that myth that the interest of working people and the interests of ecologists and environmentalists are at conflict.
Yeah, and why don't you share the website for our listeners?
Yeah, our web address is NorCal, N-O-R-C-A-L, climate spelled out, M-O-B. We're not a mob, but we shortened it to that. So it's norcalclimatemob.net.
Great. And if people wanted to learn more about your music or find out more about your activist songwriting or singing gigs? How would they find out about you?
You could go to acupella.org, and that will have our whole schedule there, and we'll have information about our singing at the rally as well.
Bonnie Lockhart, thank you so much for being with us today. And on that note, it feels like a really good transitional moment to set you up to hear another song, if you're okay with sharing one more with us.
Sure.
Do you want to tell us what you're going to play?
This song is another rewrite of actually two familiar songs. The Woody Guthrie Hard, Ain't It Hard, Ain't It Hard, and a traditional song called New River Train. I didn't really know I was using two different songs when I made it up, but that's kind of how it came out. It's hard, ain't it hard, ain't it hard? You can't get easy on anymore. It's hard, ain't it hard, ain't it hard, breaker? 'Cause fossil fuel is just a dinosaur. Darling, you can't drill in the sea. Darling, you can't drill in the sea. If you drill in the sea, just remember BP. Darling, you can't drill in the sea.
Thanks for listening to the Women's Magazine on KPFA. You can find us in the archives of kpfa.org or on kpfa.womensmag.blogspot.com. I'm Sharon Sabota, and I've been your host and producer for today's show. Enjoy the rest of your day, and remember to tune in right here every Monday at 1 p.m. for the Women's Magazine.
Ain't it hard? Can't get easy on anymore. It's hard, ain't it hard? Ain't it hard, great God? 'Cause fossil fuel is just a dinosaur. Darling, you can't frack natural gas. Darling, you can't frack natural gas. If you frack natural gas, well, that's a gas we ought to pass. Darling, you can't frack natural gas. Darling, you can drill the North Slope. Darling, you can drill the North Slope. If you drill the North Slope, people rise up and say no. Darling, you can't drill the North Slope. It's hard, ain't it hard, ain't it hard? You can't get easy oil anymore. It's hard, ain't it hard, ain't it hard, great God? 'Cause fossil fuel is just a dinosaur. Darling, you can't drill anywhere. Darling, you can't drill anywhere. You can't drill anywhere.